17-year-old Peter Peel has had a lot of success so far this season. He won both the slalom and giant slalom at Eagle Crest last month. But it wasn't that long ago that Peel was happy just to finish a race.
Consistency is key for me.
The high school senior says he worked hard during the off-season and is stronger this winter.
You know, he's putting a little more into it, and I'm getting a little more out of it, so it's working.
One of Peel's coaches might say he's putting less into it.
Well, we talked to Peter about, you know, instead of trying 105%, knock it back to 95% and see if you finish. And yeah, Peter's consistently finishing.
Going into the Alyeska Cup, Coach Randy Bates is pleased with the Juneau skiers and their competitiveness on home snow. Matt Vandoor is also skiing strong.
He's always finished races, and he's having consistent results, too. He and Peter are battling pretty good.
Vandoor and Peel are the oldest junior racers to represent Juneau. Racers ages 11 to 19 are competing at Alyeska from Juneau, Anchorage, Girdwood, and Fairbanks. Last year, Joe Greeno of Juneau finished first in slalom at the Alyeska Cup. Greeno says it might be a little far-fetched, but he's hoping to do it again.
That would make my year right there.
Slalom is the 15-year-old's favorite event.
It's just technical, it's fast, it's fun. You can be on the edge and still make it.
13-year-old Gabby Hebert prefers giant slalom.
Because you don't have to think as much as slalom. Slalom has more gates and more turns.
Like most of the Juneau ski team, Hebert learned the fundamentals of ski racing in Mighty Mites for kids ages 7 to 12. 14-year-old Adrienne Audette also came up through Mighty Mites. She says she's committed to the sport of alpine racing and has adopted giant slalom as her event. But she crashed in a recent GS race at Eagle Crest and has to admit she's a little concerned as the Alyeska races begin.
It's actually my favorite race, but I just hope I can finish.
Bates isn't concerned. He says the Juneau racers are prepped and ready to ski the technical and speed events, including Super G. That race is this morning.
What an incredible year for us. The kids have had great snow. We've been able to get courses set. The grooming's been impeccable from Eagle Crest. So, you know, there's no shortage of gate time for the kids this year.
The Alyeska Cup has new meaning for assistant coach Patrick Shanley. He's now 25 and grew up racing as an Eagle Crest, Mighty Mite, Devo, and Junior.
I have not been back to Alyeska since I had the big crash in 2005 when I broke my back. So I'm looking forward to standing on the top of Silvertip again and skiing down it nice and easy and making it through without crashing.
This is Shanley's first year coaching. He calls it rewarding to see the young racers improve and get stronger and faster. Ski instructor Nancy Peel is relieved that son Peter's racing is more consistent and he's finishing races with good results, but she admits she can't watch.
But it makes me nervous sometimes. I can't watch the speed events, and that's the truth. I close my eyes.
The Alyeska Cup continues through Sunday. Then skiers from Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Girdwood come to Juneau for the Eagle Crest Cup, February 18th through the 20th. For more on the Juneau Ski Club's youth racing program, which is now in its 77th year, go to JunoSkiClub.com. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.